touring again to the prince, he added. Young man, you will one day be king, and how can you expect your subjects to obey then, if you yourself thus disobey the king's laws now? On hearing this, the prince was very much ashamed of himself. He had not a word to say, but laying down his sword, he bowed to the judge and walked quietly off to prison. When the king heard of this incident, he said, "Happy is the king that has a judge who so fiercely enforces the laws, and a son who knows how to submit to them." Shortly after this prince had been crowned king, many of his people came to pay their respects to him. Some of those who knew how wild he had been as a young man were anxious to know how he would act as king. Among the rest came some of his former riotous companions, expecting, no doubt, to be made at once the king's chief favourites. But they were mistaken. The king told them that he had given up his foolish ways, and advised them to do the same. Nor would he let them come about his person until they had shown that they had learned better manners. The judge also came, not knowing how he would be received. He feared that he might lose his office, but he did not care, as he had only done his duty. He also was mistaken. The king received him very kindly and thanked him for the sharp lesson he had given him. He told him still to keep the office which he had so worthily filled. "If ever," said the king, "I have a son who shall behave as I did to you, may I have a judge as bold and faithful as you to correct him."